WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Novelist Wendy Law Yone grew up in Burma. Her father was the founder and publisher of that country's leading English language daily in the 1950s. He was arrested in 63, 1 year after the democratic government was toppled in a coup. Wendy Law Yone has lived in the U.S. since 1973. Her first novel, The Coffin Tree, was acclaimed for its portrayal of life in the monsoon country. Now, 10 years later, Law Yone has published a new novel, Irrawaddy Tango. It combines a languid tropical setting with some fierce revolutionary politics. Critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Irrawaddy Tango is the tale of a poor but spunky girl living in the fictitious Asian country of Daya, who seductively tangos her way into a marriage to the crackpot dictator of Daya. She's like Imelda Marcos, except ironic. When the novel opens, our heroine, who's nicknamed Tango after her trademark dance, is in prison. She's back in her demented husband's clutches after a 25-year exile. Tango's description of the clock in her prison cell immediately lets us know we're in the company of a shrewd, unsentimental storyteller. The clock was one of those battery-powered models. The power was on, the face was lit and buzzed faintly, but the hands had been removed. Of course, Tango says, I understood the purpose. In addition to not knowing the time, how much worse to be reminded that time still stares you in the face, that the clock keeps on ticking while your world is stalled in darkness. As Tango stoically awaits her fate, she flashes back over the past 50 years of her life. But it's the first third of the novel where Tango talks about her childhood and rise to power that's the most captivating. Wendy Law Yone has a Dickensian gift for sketching eccentric minor characters who are totally believable. Like Carlos, Tango's first dancing partner, whose lofty pompadour gradually falls flat from unemployment. It's Carlos who teaches our heroine the formula for the perfect tango. All you need, he tells her, is two sad faces and four happy legs. After her marriage, Tango is kidnapped by rebel forces, divorced in absentia by the dictator, kidnapped and tortured by government police, and finally rescued by an American aid worker who takes her to live in Hollywood, where he peddles bad movie scripts. I have to confess, somewhere between Hollywood and Tango's return to Daya, my interest in her adventures petered out. She began to remind me of the Holly Hunter character from The Piano, a woman I might have rooted for if she had only once explained to somebody why she wasn't talking. Although Tango has a vivid narrative voice, she's also strangely mute about her motivations for her actions. Like, for example, she murders one of the other characters here, and I'm baffled as to why. It's tough to stick with such a cryptic character all the way through an around-the-world odyssey. Irrawaddy Tango is a fast-paced, magical, and I think ultimately frustrating novel. Tango may be a great dancer, but she needs to give those of us trying to follow in her footsteps more pointers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Irrawaddy Tango by Wendy Law Yone. I'm Terry Gross.